One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Today we are at part two of our brand new series, Trusting in God. And today we come to Romans, the eighth chapter, and we're going to one of the most famous verses in chapter 8, I believe, and that's verse 28, and it says this. Paul is talking to the church in Rome. He says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." I'll say that again. "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Now, if we believe Scripture, then we have to believe this verse, surely. And this verse is saying very, very clearly, "And we know." Say that after me. "And we know." Say it again. "And we know." Knowledge or knowing is having trust. If we believe this verse and we actually feel this way, and we do know in ourselves that this verse is real, and we know that God causes everything, whatever it is, in our lives to work together for the good of those who are called, for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. If we believe that, then surely it means we must have faith, because we have that knowledge. We know that we know that we know that we know. We can't say, "Well, actually, something happened to me last week and I can't see how God is going to get the glory from that. I cannot see for the life of me how that's going to cause good. I can't see how that working together will cause any good at all. It was a disaster. How can that be good?" Well, then in that case, beloved, you don't believe this verse, and therefore you have no trust in Almighty God. God is telling you clearly through Paul, his servant, that everything, say that word, everything. Say it again, everything. Say it again, everything. Actually, if you've got your Bible there, underline the word everything. Because we know this to be true. We know that we know that we know that God causes everything that happens in our lives to work together for the good of those who love God. Now, do you love God? That is my next question. Firstly, do you know? And secondly, do you know God? Do you love God? Because if you're not sure whether you love God, then we've got a bit of a problem with this verse. But if you know that you love God, know this, that everything that happens in your life works together for the good of you who love Christ Jesus. Do you see that? Whatever happens in your life, whatever it is, whatever happens in your life is going to work together for the good. Any disaster that comes, and I believe that God did this for a reason. And I believe it was for this reason that he did it. Because he's not going to allow Satan to win any victory over his children. Look further down. In verse 29 it says this, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." In other words, you are adopted into God's family. You are part of his creation. You are part of his family. You are his son. You are his daughter. From this, it says it clearly, "For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." And watch this. "And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Do you see this? This is exciting, I think. Knowing this fact to be true, and we know that God causes everything to happen to work together for the good of those who love God. And we know this. This is a knowledge that we already know, that God will cause everything to happen so that Satan will not get any victory. He will not win. So therefore, if he tries to cause a disaster in your life, when that disaster happens, okay, so God's going to use it. Any disaster that Satan begins to bring into our lives, God is going to use that disaster. Do you remember when Jesus said to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat? Do you remember that? Satan has asked my Father to sift you like wheat. In other words, Satan has to go to Almighty God before he's got permission to do anything at all. Do you realize that? And therefore we know that when Satan causes anything to happen in our lives, sometimes, you know, you can't always blame Satan. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes it's us that go down the wrong pathway. And you can't say, well, Satan forced me to do that. No, you forced you to do that. You made that decision and it went wrong. But even when you made that decision and it went wrong in your life, God is causing good to come from that. Why? Because of this verse. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. If you love God, you know that to be true. And are called, watch this, and are called according to his purpose for them. And that's the next thing. Are you fulfilling the purpose that Almighty God has for you? Because knowing this particular verse to be so true, I believe it's easy to trust in God after this. Because we're saying we know that that's going to happen. If we know that God is going to cause good to come from everything that happens in our life, because we are called according to his purpose, then surely we must trust him. Surely we must have trust in Almighty God when we're going through this. Whatever it is that we're going through. Whatever it is. You know, I was just praying before we came on air, and as soon as the music started, the tears started to cascade down my face, because suddenly I realized something so important in my life, that nothing else is important. Nothing is important except my relationship with Almighty God. Nothing is important. Nothing at all, beloved. And if you go on further down, you can see this. For I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Nothing can separate us. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing can separate us from God's love. Just say that with me now. Say, nothing can separate us from God's love. Say it again. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Nothing can. Nothing ever will. Because we know this. We know that God causes everything to happen, to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them, for their lives. Nothing, nothing can separate us from God's love. And that is why it is so simple now, in the light of what we've just said, it is so simple to trust in Almighty God. because of verses like this. Because we're saying we know. We're not saying we think. We're saying, Lord, we know. Will you pray with me? Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. And thank you for that knowledge, Lord, that because we know, now we can trust. Because we know, now we can trust. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen and amen.